As the legislative wheels turn, the Voter Identification Verification Act was introduced, debated, and passed at light speed. It was late July, the last week of the General Assembly session, when Republican leaders introduced the sweeping voting changes. On that laundry list of changes was Section 12.1D, eliminating a program that pre-registered high school students to vote. And while it wasn't a headline grabber like voter ID or early voting, it was briefly debated in the General Assembly, leading to this exchange between Democratic State Senator Josh Stein and the author of the bill, Republican Senator Bob Rucho, who speaks first.
My son turned 18, went through the school process and was pre-registered and the like, and it was very confusing as to when he was supposed to do that. What this does is offer some clarity and some certainty as to when that child or that young person is eligible to vote and registers to vote, and that's what it's designed to do.
Did your son not know he was 17 on election day?
A few months later, Senator Rucho again cites his own family's confusion, but says ending pre-registration and revising the other election regulations was about making the entire process simpler.
We looked at it and we said, wait a minute, this is way too confusing and way too difficult to administer.
Who are you hearing that from? Were you hearing it from elections folks? Were you hearing
it
from families?
Yeah, that's just more, you know, you have so many rules and regulations that are on top of the different governmental organizations, they're having a hard time keeping up with everything.
WUNC contacted three state and local elections officials. None would go on the air, but all said the pre-registrations did not pose a significant administrative burden. That's also the opinion of voting rights advocates.
There's no confusion. You know, it's just an extra add-on into that bill.
Joe Nicholas is the state director of the League of Women Voters. That group worked with schools to organize the pre-registration drive in dozens of districts across the state. She says pre-registration actually made things easier for everyone.
Having them already pre-registered assists with the Board of Elections. At the same time, it gave us an opportunity to send them a reminder card later on after they graduate. You know, don't forget you've already pre-registered. Do your duty and vote. Do your constitutional right.
While he taxes us to pieces and he robs us of our bread, King Richard's crown keeps slipping down around that pointed head.
It's the first week of classes at Millbrook High School in Raleigh, and teacher Brian Schneiderwind is using a video clip of Disney's Robin Hood to introduce his civics class to the Magna Carta.
Robin Hood, right? So what was that all talking about?
Yeah.
Schneiderwind starts his lessons here in 13th century England and the first glimmer of constitutional law, and by the end of the semester, eventually gets to the modern U.S. government. In the past, he's incorporated a real-world experience for the students, pre-registering to vote.
I mean, we're here, you know, talking about what makes up a government and kind of what steps they have to take, and then naturally the students are able to form opinions from that. And so, you know, here's an opportunity, you know, for them to go out and speak their mind in a real life setting.
Schneiderwind says he's never, in his 8 years administering the pre-registration drives, heard students express confusion about when they were allowed to vote. Destiny Black is a senior and was one of the students who previously pre-registered.
It didn't take very long, and it wasn't much time out of my day, but I think it was definitely very helpful, and I think definitely it'll help me in the future, especially when I finally do get up in that morning and be able to vote.
Destiny admits some of her fellow students liked pre-registering primarily because it got them out of regular classwork, like learning about the Magna Carta. For those students who intend to vote but don't have cars or aren't spending a lot of time figuring out where government buildings are, pre-registering was also a huge time saver. Anjali Nagalpally is a 17-year-old senior at Millbrook who won't get the chance to pre-register.
I think it's easy to underestimate the logistical complexities of registration for students because they are basically slaves to their schedules and their resources.
Anjali says ending the program feels a little demeaning and points to a broader generational problem, an issue anyone who was once a teenager can identify with.
They're making it harder for us to have our voice heard when, especially now, we want it to be heard. It's almost like they don't understand what's going on.
Teachers like Schneiderwind say they'll continue to encourage young people to register to vote and get involved in the political process. Voting rights advocates, meanwhile, are preparing a legal challenge to the new law. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.